friends, not just being called Christian makes a person truly a Christian, but rather belonging to Christ and genuinely following Him. Christ alone, not religion or even the church, gives Christians their identity. The first time believers in Christ were called Christians was at the founding of the church in the ancient city of Antioch. The church was the first ever to be composed mostly of Gentiles or non-Jewish believers. It was also a church that was disturbed by visiting fanatical Jewish Christian teachers. Those were known as Judaizers. Friends, the Judaizers saw divisions between Jews and non-Jews in the church, not only in Antioch, but also throughout other growing communities of Christian believers. They wrongly insisted that only by first converting to Judaism through circumcision could Gentiles become true Christian believers. So they disturbed the peace and unity of the early church. The apostles firmly and decisively dealt with that in a historic apostolic gathering known as the Council of Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul actively sought to reassure Greek and other non-Jewish believers that truly belonging to Christ is all they need. We read in the second chapter of his letter to the believers in the city of Ephesus, "Therefore remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in His flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that He might create in Himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And He came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through Him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father." Friends, the apostles taught that Christ is the one and only head of the church. The apostle Paul affirmed that the Christian church is composed of all those the Holy Spirit gathers by applying to them the benefits of Christ's saving gospel. They are purchased by His precious blood. That is why they are called Christians. He is their Lord. They are His body. There can be no more than one body for the same head. Yet the church is often faced by divisions caused by the lingering old sinful nature with which believers struggle. In the fourth chapter of his letter to them, the Apostle Paul reminds them of their spiritual unity. He urged them to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He added, "There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Friends, the apostle had in mind the foundation of the universal Christian church. This was established by the Lord Jesus himself before his ascension to his heavenly throne. He commissioned his apostles to spread his saving gospel among all nations. He said, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Even though Christ's disciples belong to many different ethnic groups in all nations, they are made one body. They receive the same divine grace as the Holy Spirit applies to them the same saving benefits of Christ's redemption. The gospel represents the core of the apostolic teaching as revealed in the Old and the New Testament scriptures. Jesus dedicated 40 days after his resurrection and before his ascension to open the minds of his apostles to understand these revealed scriptures. The apostolic faith is the foundation of the true Christian church. Christ's true disciples are to observe all that Christ taught and commanded his apostles to teach. This manifests and preserves Christian unity. Friends, all believing Christians are also united by the baptism commanded by Jesus himself. They are baptized in the name of the same one true living God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Christian baptism speaks of God's eternal self-giving love for his people. By the power of the Holy Spirit, they receive the salvation Christ accomplished for them. Still, Christ's body, the Christian church, is faced by external dangers. These are dangers coming from outside. These often lead to divisions. There are those who seek to weaken the believer's commitment to Christ by introducing different ideas or doctrines which cause divisions. In his farewell address to the leaders of this same church at Ephesus, recorded in the 20th chapter of the Book of Acts of the Apostles, Paul said, "I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them." Friends, the apostolic concern is that believers maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Paul correctly expresses concern about the church's commitment to Christ himself and to his teaching. Christ's church is a spiritual body. It is composed of people of all races. What unites the church is truly belonging to and closely following Christ himself. He is the Prince of Peace. By the power of his word and spirit, he recreates them. He makes them a new humanity, a new creation, the Israel of God, from among all nations and racial groups. They enjoy divine peace and mercy. Hallelujah.